Laura Rodriguez, Rodriguez. Miss Rodriguez, born 5/16/75. Today is 9/17. Miss Rodriguez is a 49-year-old woman. Comes in today complaining of lower abdominal pain, discomfort with urination. She says that she does not get urinary tract infections very often. She hasn't had one for over a year, period. New paragraph, she has no allergies. She works for... Who did she say she works for? Oh, she works for a dentist office. She has two children. She's married for 28 years. Medical issues include hysterectomy, gastric sleeve, social no smoking or drinking, status post hysterectomy. Family history, lupus, diabetes in mom, prostate cancer in dad, no colon cancer, no breast cancer, medical problems, negative medications, none, allergy, none, immunization, no COVID immunization reported, review of system. Patient has had symptoms of mild neuropathy after her gastric sleeve years ago. She's lost over 100 pounds. She's never been on B12 supplementation. We're going to check your B12 because of the gastric sleeve. Also frequent urination. Her urinalysis is normal today. She took some azo over the counter, but it feels like a urinary tract infection. Has had some bladder pain as well. No nausea. Some nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, no mitosis, seizure convulsion. Patient also has had leg pain after her surgery, off and on after she lost 100 pounds, period. Blood pressure is, weight is 180, down 100 pounds, 100%, 97.9, 20, 65, 132 over 79, heart pulse, samples of two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft, make sure JVD skin shows no rash around mucosa with anesthesia, logical non-poco. Number one, UA shows is normal. Number two, presumed urinary tract infection. Number three, Macrobid, 100 milligrams twice a day for 7 days. Next number, B12 supplementation via an injection, IM injection. Next one is yearly mammogram needed. Next one is not interested in a Cologuard or a colonoscopy at this time. Next one is check blood work. Next one is echocardiogram shows RVH. Next number, I suspect patient had sleep apnea at one time, but the weight loss has definitely helped the situation. Next one is status post hysterectomy. Next number, leg pain and arm pain multifactorial. Next one is no DVT or PVT noted. Next one is her thyroid looks quite thin. We're going to check a TSH today. And quite thin on the ultrasound. We're going to check a TSH. Next one is findings discussed with patient at length. Next one is minimal carotid stenosis in face of off and on dizziness. Next number is findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.